This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Something in Douglas County that keeps getting more and more attention is the Ford's Pond Project. Right on the edge of Sutherland, Beth Hausman from Friends of Ford's Pond. And Beth, you tell me that you actually are looking right out at the pond, right out the window of your house right now.
I am.
Well, how do you like that view?
Well, I love the view. I frankly waste a lot of time looking out the window.
I would imagine. Now, are the houses that view the pond, are those all relatively newer?
Well, our house was built in 98. So most of the homes along this way were built in around 2000. And then I understand that homes up on the golf course have a view of the pond also.
Wow. Well, how many acres is this whole property?
So the whole Ford's Pond property is 202 acres, and the pond is about 95 of those acres.
Wow. And all this effort is going into this. There's been a lot of improvement there, and I understand that right now you're working on doing some fundraising for playground equipment. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so no rest for the weary. So we were just finishing up phase one construction this year, and we're already working on design for phase two with hopefully construction for next summer. That's going to include finishing the perimeter path around the pond, the construction of restrooms and picnic shelters, and then this play area playground that we're going to have almost 2 acres of play area. The playground is going to be more designed to enhance this, introduce you to the park, introduce you to the pond, and have different elements that are incorporated into the landscape. So design is underway right now, and we're really excited about it.
And it seems like that would add a lot. Now, what kind of level of funding do you need to probably pull this off?
Yeah, so we have the funding for everything except for the equipment and the safety surfacing that goes around the equipment to make that accessible. And we had to bump up our estimate because of the increase in labor and materials costs that have happened in this last year. So we're seeking $400,000, and to date we've raised $120,000. Some of that is contingent upon our successful fundraising, which we're working on right now. We're still applying for grants, and we're seeking donations from the public to support this park project.
So of the $120,000 that has come in so far, what is that kind of a mix of grants and private funds?
Yes, it's a mixture of grants of local organizations that have donated, and then individual donations.
And I understand that you're going to have an artist rendering of all this out at some point.
Yes. So the city is going to have an open house. In fact, I think they're going to come up with that announcement any day now, in early December. And the landscape architects who are designing the play area and the playground are going to have a presentation both in person, and there'll be something on the city's website so everyone can see the design and make any suggestions. And there'll be an aerial overview of how the playground will fit in, along with descriptions of the equipment that has been identified for the park.
And you mentioned the safety surfacing. What do you tend to put underneath the playground area?
Yeah, so it's a pour-in-place product. You're now seeing that more in these play areas that allow access for either wheelchair users or strollers or anyone who has balance issues so they don't slip, allowing access up to the equipment. We're looking at a section that is going to make you feel that you're like at the pond, blue surfacing with a dock type play component and boulders and water that you can play with. And then a separate area more with the hillside with an embankment slides built into that the sidewalks will access. So using a combination of the sidewalks, natural materials, and the safety surfacing.
Well, it seems like you've got a real unique situation here. Just to keep people up to speed, if they're not as familiar, who actually owns all this land?
The city of Sutherland owns the park, owns the property, and manages it.
And how are things set up between your organization and the city? I mean, this seems like a very unique situation.
So normally parks do have some sort of friends group associated with it. You can't really have the city doing full-time fundraising. And parks cost money, and parks are usually underfunded. So the idea of having a friends group tied to the park is not new. We have a what's called a master agreement with the city. I just think of it more as a partnership. And we work closely with Brian Elliott, the community development director, with the city of Sutherland and his staff. And we're on the fundraising and volunteering side, and they're on the management and overseeing the construction side.
So doing it this way, is there the potential to either from the city side or from your group or maybe combined to apply for like State of Oregon Park Department grants, things like that?
So absolutely. So there's two different types of funding grants, whether they be what you just suggested, the Oregon Parks and Recreation Department basically oversees three major grants that we have helped the city apply for. And to date, we've successfully received five from three different funding sources. Then you have your private foundations, and often that's where the nonprofit helps the city or helps the municipality out by being able to apply for these foundation grants, being a 501c3.
And obviously, looking around Douglas County, looking at other places in Oregon, a lot of projects get moved forward much quicker when they have are able to get and latch on to one of these state grants. It usually requires some kind of local mix, whether that's from city funds or your organization, things like that. So it's not a flat amount, but the money's not all coming from the state, but it's a mixture of state and local funds.
Yes, yeah, so there is a match required. Some of that is in-kind labor, and in fact, our time as volunteers count as part of that match. We carefully document our hours that we work on this project. There was in-kind materials in the case of the Central Avenue resurfacing project. All those grindings were used as part of the match for creating the base for the path and the parking area. And then there's this important part of us bringing in this cash match, whether we're putting together foundation grants or donations from individuals and showing the community support as this match. That is a huge, huge factor in being able to get these grants, is showing this community support.
The state then wants to see that people are really behind it, and in the long run, it's going to be successful, so it's going to be a good use of state money.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The rate of return on a donation when you put that towards a match for a grant is huge. It's the only way we were able to get this project done, is by having the donations and the grants and the matches coming together. There's no way that the city of Sutherland could have had the funds to do this type of park construction project.
All right, we're going to come back with more on Inside Douglas County. Beth Hausman, Friends of Ford's Pond, the interview a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Inside Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, KQEN Local Talk at 4, Umpqua Valley Live today, looking at arts, entertainment, and community activities, number of interviews, including a national musician that we connect with periodically, so listen for that later this afternoon. And on Mondays, Inside Douglas County, County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer will be with us. Beth Hausman with the Friends of Ford's Pond. Beth, when your organization got started, what was involved in that? How did this get to where it is today?
So it really just started with when we heard the city was going to be purchasing the Ford's Pond property of a few of us neighbors saying that this should be a park and incorporating the nonprofit to work with the city and to push for this park. Once the city agreed to having a park here, then it became working towards creating a master plan and seeking public input before we could then apply for these construction grants.
And so how many years back did all this kind of begin to unfold?
That was 2014 when we first heard the city was going to buy the property. And the master plan was just a few years later. We've really only been fundraising for the construction since, I believe, 2018.
So I imagine the view you have now is much different than the view you used to have.
Yes, it's much different. And gosh, we see people out all the time now enjoying this park. We knew we needed a park, but now we really know we needed a park. The people streaming out of the neighborhood here, there's over 500 homes within a half mile of Ford's Pond, and there are over 600 home sites identified within a mile. So this park, which is the only park on Sutherland's west side, is already seeing increased use. I see new people every day. I see new uses every day, from roller skating, now that the half the path is paved, to the Sutherland Middle School had a cross-country meet out here, and we could hear all the screaming and yelling and cheering, and it's just so exciting.
Now, you mentioned half of the path is now paved. What's the plan to finish that up?
So that's on schedule for next year. That will be the city is going to, if all the cards line up, the city is going to advertise the construction of the play area, the restrooms, the picnic shelters, and finishing the path under one contract. So that way, that should happen next summer. And then we'll have a complete path around the pond, 1¾ miles around the pond, which is a good walk.
Now, is this area, is this lighted at all?
I'm sorry, lighted?
Right.
Security lighting in the parking lot, but otherwise it's a day-use-only park.
And you mentioned the parking lot. That was also something new over the summer, correct?
Yes, and now we have a beautiful sign, a beautiful entrance sign, and the parking lot is 35 spaces. There's room for a food truck so that we can have events out there. Picnic tables are on order, benches are on order. There's bike racks there, and then that is the start of the path that takes you down to the pond. You know, it used to be a steep, rocky, unstable walk to get down to the pond, and now it is a multi-use path, less than 5% grade, and it's once the benches go in alongside, it's just a lovely walk to get you down to the park level.
So which side of this whole complex is this parking lot in?
So that's in the southeast corner is the paved parking area, right off Church Road. You can access that off of Highway 138 West or Fort McKay. Just turn onto Church Road, and halfway down is the parking lot.
Now, is there a way to access the path at other places as well, or is this really the main in-and-out area?
The city still has a gravel lot off of Highway 138 West, a small lot, that you can then use to access the perimeter pass. You're more, you know, if you're trying to do, say, a 2 mile walk on the path, if you park in the Church Road parking lot right now and then walk to the far side and walk back on the paved path, you'll get a 2 mile walk.
Wow. Now, one of the things that I've been noticing just from various posts, especially into the fall here and late in the summer, you've talked about the need for a park on the west side of Sutherland, but what I'm seeing as well is folks coming from other parts of Douglas County, and this is kind of becoming a destination for this kind of walk being rather unique.
It is. It is becoming a destination for Douglas County and also for Lane County. We're seeing people come down to the area because the birding is so great. But it is a destination, and the city is looking at, you know, how can Ford's Pond be a place that brings you out for the day to come spend the day in Sutherland. So as we add this playground and we add more things to do at Ford's Pond and increase your stay here, you know, it's a way to show Sutherland is welcoming to everyone traveling off of I-5 or 138 West from the coast.
You mentioned the birding. Now, I know almost nothing about that, but explain what people can see bird-wise if they come out.
Well, today we have a couple of tundra swans hanging out. Big white birds seem to get a lot of attention. We had the white pelicans this summer, and we have the great egrets out today. There's a lot of ducks that are out there right now. The migration is underway, and anytime there's a storm, everybody, you know, tries to find this place to hunker down. So this is the place. Yeah, it's a great place to come birding and learn birding. It's just a lovely, lovely place. I'm so glad we have it.
Now, I imagine as this has evolved, there are points here, especially looking out your window at it all the time, where you've thought, gosh, what did I get myself into?
Oh, I say that every day. This has become a full-time job. It's rewarding. It's a lot of work. And but at the end of the day, you know, what a great thing to do for the community. So, yes, every day I question how much time we're spending on this.
So if people are interested, you mentioned it's day use, they can come out any day and check things out. But if they want to find out more about what's ahead plan-wise, do you have a website or a Facebook thing that you can direct folks to?
Yeah, so we have a website, fordspond.org, and we have a Facebook page, Friends of Ford's Pond, and I actually manage both. So please reach out if you have any questions, message or email through our website. We get questions all the time. I spend a lot of time talking to people who have questions about the park. And really, if this park speaks to you, please think of how you can offer your time or your financial support. You can do a Facebook fundraiser. You can pull weeds in the parking lot. We had someone do that and snapped a selfie and sent that to us, which we really appreciated. Volunteering time, walking around, just picking up litter. Any way that you can do, this is a community-supported park. It's going to take the community to keep it going.
And if people want to help out financially, are links available to do that from both the Facebook page and the website?
Yes, on both, yes. Either PayPal or by check.
All right, Beth Hausman from the Friends of Ford Pond, an update there. Beth, thanks for being on today.
Thank you very much.
1257 on Inside Douglas County for News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.